Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aaron is a terrific player, but hasn't gotten support and help from that football team. Is crazy. I mean, they were top five offense, top five running back, top five wide receiver, top five left tackle, top 10 defense. Like, they built a team. You had an NFC championship game in your building this year. There was a play right before the half where they gave up the long touchdown. That was bad, but there was also first and goal inside the 10, and Aaron lost his mind on four straight plays. There's been a repeat of that at various points in big games for Aaron, so just try to play ball. I hope it gets worked out, because I think Green Bay fans, they deserve it, so I just hope it gets fixed.
It's Mike Giardi from NFL Network. He was on with us recently. We were talking mostly about the Bills and the AFC East, but we threw in an Aaron Rodgers question because that has turned into a huge story from draft day and, well, still unresolved. We are going to the West Her Hotline. Steve Pfeiffer joining us from The Fan in Milwaukee, and they might be talking about that a little bit. Steve, it's Howard and Sal. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
Have you talked about anything but Aaron Rodgers for the last 2 weeks?
No. No, I mean, we get a little Bucks talk in here and there, maybe a splash of the Brewers, but for the most part, it's been all Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, and the Packers. Yep.
So, excuse me, your gut feeling, let me start there. Your gut feeling, is he the starter in week one?
No. And again, you know, I work with two former Packers on our 10-2 show on The Fan in Milwaukee, which is a statewide show, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. And both of them think he's back. Like, no questions, he's back. There's no way this blows up to the point where he's out of here like Brett Favre was. And then if you look at all the media guys that cover the team, they all seem to think he's gone. And I'm going off pretty much the history of Aaron Rodgers, which means he holds a grudge better than anybody outside of maybe me, because I hold grudges too. But when you get to that point and you can't move past something, then you probably do have to move on at this point. And I keep hearing, you know, his guys like James Jones talking about, oh, it's fixable. If it was fixable, this would have been fixed in the last 2 months. Clearly, they can't figure it out. Clearly, it's not a contract issue. All reports say they've offered to make him the highest-paid quarterback in the league with an extension. That didn't work. If it's personnel decisions, Gutekunst has already come out and said, hey, my door's open. Come and talk. Let's have a conversation. That apparently hasn't worked. So the only thing that could be the hitch in this whole giddy-up has to be the fact that they drafted Jordan Love. He's not happy about it. Figures like they're not loyal to him. He went out, put up the MVP season, knowing that this is what he was going to do next if he was able to do that. And now he's going to try and force his way out. Now, how this plays out, do they trade him after June 1st? Maybe. Does he force them to do something different as far as, you know, does he say, well, you know, I'll get back to you. I may just retire after all, so, you know, don't worry about it. My nightmare scenario is that, kind of like a Melvin Gordon situation with Denver a couple years ago, where not with Denver, with the Chargers, where he holds out and then comes in the middle of the season. Could you imagine Jordan Love starts for the first 8 weeks of the season and then Rodgers comes walking back into Lambeau and wants his job back? I mean, that would be a complete disaster. So I'm hoping it doesn't go that way. There are some around here that say call his bluff and too bad, so sad. Sit out and watch, and we're not trading you. I don't see how that serves the Packers any purpose by trying to call his bluff. If he doesn't want to be here, let's just move on.
So I want to follow up on something, but let me just also interject here another schedule update, because we were talking this morning. One of the Jaguars' home games will be in London. The Bills are on Jacksonville's home schedule. The Bills are not going to London. It is Miami. NFL UK has just tweeted out the two London games. The Jets and Atlanta will play in London, and the Dolphins will play the Jaguars in London. Okay.
Well, that sounds like fun for those London fans. Boy, what a great couple of matchups. Oh,
hey, they get to see Trevor Lawrence, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So
I actually know it. I'm not kidding you guys. I think there's actually quite a few Dolphins fans over there for some reason.
In London, really?
I'm not sure why.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? There's a bunch in Canada, and someone told me one time that when the Dolphins were good in the 70s, you know, and, you know, there wasn't a team to root for, a lot of people kind of latched onto them. And I don't know if that's the reason over there, but I'm pretty sure that is the case over there as well. That there's actually quite
Donka,
a bit of contingent.
Kick and Greasy and those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, so is this really all about, does this all really go back to drafting Jordan Love?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does.
That's
it. Because,
yeah.
Again, remember, Rodgers was in Favre's shadow for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then that relationship wasn't the greatest, and they didn't talk. And then they made up and had these conversations, and I called him Farvey and all this other stuff. And Brett Favre's back in the spotlight talking to everybody that'll listen to him about Aaron Rodgers. But I'm sure at some point Brett probably told Aaron, like, that sucked. Like, knowing your replacement's in the room with you for 3 years – and at any point it was going to be over. That was horrible. Like, I wouldn't want that for anybody. And then now Rodgers is in the exact same situation where he's going to be in the same room with Jordan Love possibly for 3 years, and the whole scenario is going to play out again. And I just don't think that Aaron Rodgers wants to be in that scenario. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to, you know, not like Jordan Love because of something that was out of Jordan Love's control. And that's essentially what happened with Brett and Aaron, Brett got mad at Aaron. Yeah, Aaron was cocky, whatever, coming in. But the main reason was that was going to be his replacement. And I think Rodgers wants to avoid that. And to this point, after 1 year, you know, he's done more than anybody could ask as far as how he's treated Jordan Love through this whole thing. And now Tim Boyle gone, they're the only two quarterbacks in the quarterback room. There's not even a buffer at this point in that quarterback room going forward. So I think that has more to do with it than anything else. And if you're the Packers, you can't trade Jordan Love for Aaron Rodgers. What if you trade Jordan Love and then Aaron Rodgers after this season goes, yeah, you know what, I changed my mind. I really don't want to play for you after all. And then you don't even have a replacement for him going forward. Look at the Patriots with Garoppolo and Brady. That alleged story goes that Brady didn't want Garoppolo being behind him and went to Kraft, and Kraft made Belichick trade Garoppolo. Now, if you believe that to be true, you're looking at the exact same scenario possibly playing out in Green Bay. We saw what New England looked like last year when they had nobody ready to go for Tom Brady, and they had a draft, you know, Mac this year out of Alabama. So I think the Packers want to avoid that. And if that is what the issue is, I just don't think it's going to be fixed.
We're with Steve Pfeiffer from the Fan in Milwaukee. Does anybody know if Jordan Love is good?
Well, Leroy Butler, as I said, who I do the show with, says he's been told that he looks amazing. But then you read a piece by Tyler Dunn, very good, mm-hmm. golongtd.com,
yep.
And he did a whole piece on Jordan Love. And, you know, some guys are like, you know, he's about ready to be a starting quarterback as much as I am because he hasn't played in any games. He hasn't done anything other than practice. Plus, he was running scout team practices for the most part last year, the scout team looks. But the one thing that they say about Jordan Love is, look, this guy, this last year at Utah State, his numbers weren't the best, but we had Gary Anderson on, the former Badger coach, who was the Utah State head coach at that point. And he talked about, like, four-fifths of his offensive line were hurt and not playing. His wide receivers that were really good, that his junior or whatever, had graduated and moved on. So he was really playing with a depleted line and depleted skill positions and did the best he could. But he was running around for, you know, for his life and trying to do what he could. And that's the one thing about the NFL. You're not going to get a perfect pocket. And in this offense that they like to run with Shanahan and LaFleur and these guys, there's rollouts and play action and mm-hmm. stuff like that where the quarterback's on the move. He fits that bill. They believe he has more than a strong enough arm to make things work where he's going to roll right and throw back across his body to the left. There's a lot of stuff there. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, already came out and said, look, he's not ready to start at this point. You know, he's got some ways to go before he's going to be ready to go at that moment in time. Namely, we have to see him in the preseason. I think in the Packers scenario, the perfect way this would have played out was Rodgers comes back and plays this year with a huge cap number. And then after this year, if Jordan Love looks good in preseason, then you move on from Aaron Rodgers, where his dead cap money goes down to like $17 million after this season. That's a lot more dealable than what it is right now, which is like $38 million or something stupid like that, $39 million as far as the dead cap number if they trade him before June 1st. After June 1st, it drops by like $16 million, so it makes it a little bit more feasible. But I think in their world, that's how they wanted this to play out. Jordan Love plays well in preseason. Rodgers plays well. You know, they get to the playoffs, they get bounced, whatever happens. They move Rodgers in the offseason at the draft, get all the draft picks, and then move forward with Jordan Love. But Rodgers probably figured that was the scenario that was going to play out and push his cards in and said, not so fast, we're going to do this my way.
Okay, so let me get to the final thing then. Let's say they do trade Rodgers before the beginning of the coming season.
Right.
There's no way he goes in the NFC, right?
I would think not if I was the GM, and if you were the GM, you wouldn't trade him. So, like, say the Saints, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no reason why he should get traded to the New Orleans Saints at this point. Everybody keeps linking them and the Broncos up together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it seems like the Broncos are going to do whatever they have to do in order to get a deal done to get him in there. You saw them bring Manning in at the end of his career after the neck surgery and everything else, and were able to get two Super Bowls out of it and a Super Bowl victory. And I think if you look at the Broncos, it makes sense. They got some young wide receivers in Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. The running back situation isn't horrible at this point. The defense obviously is good. So that would put them in a good situation. And Rich Eisen from the NFL Network said the other day that he has heard that Rodgers wants to go to Denver because he wants to be Patrick Mahomes and make him a wild card team every year. Sounds about right.
Huh.
So if that's what this is all about, then yeah, sure. Enjoy Denver and being the Broncos, and we'll see if we, you know, meet up in the Super Bowl again at some point.
All right. Well, yeah, you got some interesting shows these days, Steve. Thanks for sorting through all this stuff and coming on our show this morning.
But wait a second. You guys don't want him in the AFC, right?
No, I don't. Yeah. No. No, I'd rather. I think if he goes, honestly, if I were him, I would have wanted to go to San Francisco. But he's got to go someplace where he feels right away he is on a Super Bowl contender. I think he changes Denver completely the minute he shows up.
I think he does want to go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Make no bones about that. He does want to go to San Francisco, but there's just no way they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I just don't see how that's possible.
I think that'd be crazy. That's what I said. If I have controls to an extent, I would never trade him in the conference. I for sure would not trade him to a team that I think I have to beat to get out of the NFC. And San Francisco's on that list. So I'd boot him over to the AFC and take the, you know, whatever best deal I get at that point.
I think if I'm a Bills fan, I want him to go with the Raiders. Let Gruden and Mac screw that whole thing up. Like, I feel confident they would screw it up. Denver, not as much. But with the Raiders, I just think they're going to screw that up for sure if they do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it has not worked out with Gruden so far at this point. But
nope.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve. Enjoy. Good luck with everything.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.